For many years, this church, you lot, have been on a journey. That this church is a growing, vibrant, active, multi-generational church is because we, the church family, have always wanted to journey in the direction that God is calling us, both individually and collectively. We haven't stood still. The reason why we can give thanks for so many volunteers. You know, we have 53 volunteers that help with children's work and youth work in this church. 53 volunteers. It's because so many each year ask God, what are you calling me to do to serve you this year? Put it another way, and as written to the early church in Galatia, we prayerfully ask for God to let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will all reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people. And as a church, we have again and again done the hard work of asking God what he wants us to do with the resources that we have, to use those to bring about his kingdom values of love, mercy, and justice, and to see our communities flourish. The most radical change that happened in this church was actually in 1831, when a decision was made to replace the existing chapel with a larger building to meet the needs of the growing population of Devizes. If that decision hadn't been taken then, St. James would not be in the strong position it is now. In 2008, St. James took another big decision in reordering the church building and focusing its resources towards young people and their families. That risk, taken prayerfully, faithfully, and at a cost, has had a significant impact upon the life of St. James over the last decade. It is that decision, if that decision hadn't been taken, St. James would not be in the position that it is now. As a church, we want to be more deeply involved in our community, to meet people with the good news of Jesus Christ in ways that meet the needs of heart, soul, and mind. And in doing so, to make the Christian faith accessible and relevant to all, so that they can know God's love and put their trust in his Son. It is because of this that last year we employed Rob as our family discipleship and outreach leader. It is that same sense of God's calling that has led us to partner with CAP, delivering the money course and the life skills course, and recently commissioning Kate Morris as our CAP debt advisor. It is this same calling that has led us to deliver the Taste Life Eating Disorder course, to invest more in The Noise, our community outreach project, to start Crammer Cafe, our after-schools cafe, and so much more. It is this same calling that has led us to increasingly work with organisations that are involved with our wider community, particularly through our partnership with the Devizes Area Health and Wellbeing Group. However, as a result of all of this work, we now find that our work in the church building and in the community is being limited by the buildings that we have. Put simply, we now need more space that is usable, flexible, and easily accessible. And this is where our opportunity lies. And it's a time-limited opportunity. So we have to move relatively quickly to work out if this is what God is calling us to do. As some of you know, the Diocesan Board of Education own the old school site across the road, just over here. And about 6 months ago, I approached the Board of Education, and with the support of the PCC, I asked if we could buy, at mates rates, the larger of the three buildings, the building that was the once Wiltshire County Council, youth centre. That's at the back of the site. And to redevelop it into a community hub. And they said they'd love to see St. James turn it into a community hub. They said yes. So that is the proposal. And why a community hub, I hear you ask? Well, a community hub would enable us to continue in the direction we believe God is calling us to. St. James Community Hub would provide rooms and facilities for organizations and charities who support our community, as well as a venue for our many activities. St. James would be providing a multi-agency hub that actively serves and meets the needs of the community. Not only does the hub provide a new multi-room venue, we can have a look at the pictures. It also enables us to get more from our church building. The plan is, a thought, an idea, a possibility, is to relocate our church office to the hub to provide a larger space for our office. But also, we could run our outreach activities along with the church office in the hub, would give us the privilege of supporting and building relationships with other organizations and their clients. How great would it be to be providing our CAP courses, our life skills courses, our money courses, for clients who are also being supported by other agencies running from the same hub? Relocating activities from the church building to the hub would also mean that the church would be more available to the community as a sacred space. In addition, what we're thinking is that the church office would become a much-needed storage space. And we are planning to and want to consult with you the plan to replace the chairs that we have here. They are heavy upholstered chairs, and they are due for replacement. And we want to replace them with lighter, stackable chairs, which would transform our church into a more flexible worship space, opening the church up to a far wider range of uses. Hosting social and community evenings, cafe-style church services would benefit from having an accessible store of cafe tables along with lighter, stackable chairs. This opportunity is not primarily about buildings. It is more about serving our community and enabling people to flourish. The community hub simply enables us to do that. It simply enables us to serve our community, as does our family discipleship and outreach leader, Rob. In the last year, Rob has shown us how to love our church family and our local community in tangible, meaningful ways that help all to flourish. He went through a list of some of those things. With the church office in the hub, Rob would be working right at the center of our community engagement. Therefore, we are also going to take the opportunity, this opportunity, to raise funds to secure the outreach lead that Rob has provided St. James. The hub would also provide a variety of rooms for our children's, youth, and adult ministries. And unlike the parish center, it's just over the road. Parking at the hub would be available to the church during evenings and weekends. And as the hub is close to the church, everything that goes on in the hub will be tangibly linked to the work of St. James's. So today, I share this opportunity with you. And today, it is just that. It is an opportunity. The PCC have prayed about it and discussed it and got excited about it and can now see God's hand in this opportunity. We've caught what we believe is God's vision for the community hub and how it might be used to further his kingdom. Now we look to you to get involved and to play your part, to pray about, question and consider, and hopefully get excited and catch this vision. I'm excited to hear what thoughts you might have, what ideas you might have for our community hub that will help us see the community flourish and build God's kingdom. My experience when I've been involved in a similar project during my curacy was that such experiences always release the creativity and the energy and the talents of God's people. As I've said, this is a time-limited opportunity. The Board of Education needs to know our decision on this one. At the end of the service, you'll all be handed an A5 paper, a brochure that will detail everything that I've shared with you and more, as well as a slip of paper with all the key dates on it, including dates for both a church and local public community consultation. Please take, digest, and pray. In the meantime, do email me any questions you have, any thoughts that you have, any ideas that you have. And there's also a comment bucket with comment slips at the back of the church. And feel free to talk to any member of our PCC and any one of our Community Hub project team who you don't currently know who they are. So I'm just going to introduce the project team to you. So I've not been formulating this in isolation. I've been working with the PCC, and a team of us have been putting this proposal together. So if they can just stand up briefly as I mention them. So Mike Wilmot, I've seen him about. There he is. He was up here at the front before. So Mike is our project manager. Michael Porter, who retired last year from being our treasurer for 30 years, is our finance manager. It's a time-limited role, and that's how we managed to convince him to come back out of retirement. Peter Kent is our buildings manager, and Paul Jakeman is giving us oversight. Paul's over there, hiding behind the column, as one of our church wardens. A lot of you will know the names of the people that are involved in this project team, because a lot of those people, all of those people, were involved in the transformation, the reordering of this church. So we have a great team of people looking at this, supporting us through this, making sure that we get the right advice financially and with regards to our buildings. I'm going to ask Peter and then Mike to come up, Michael Porter, to come up and share with us a little bit about the building and a little bit about the finances.